Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Evan Horowitz. As November elections creep closer, the six candidates to become the next Suffolk County District Attorney debated this morning at quite an unconventional setting, the Suffolk County House of Correction at South Bay, with those incarcerated asking questions of the candidates. Among other things, Suffolk County Sheriff Steve Tompkins said most of the 1,600 inmates at his jail, that is, the population from which the questioners were chosen, have mental health issues or struggle with drug use.
Almost 70% suffers from substance abuse or alcohol abuse. These are folk that should be somewhere else, frankly. If you're committing crime to feed an illness, we really need to look at how we mete out punishment. And so having the DA candidates here to answer these questions and talk to these folk about what it is that they would do when they become district attorney, we think is crucially important.
WBOR reporter Deb Rebecca was there, and she joins us now. How are you doing, Deb?
Okay, how are you?
It's nice to sit on the other side of the table here. We've been in reverse positions in the past. So a DA forum in a jail, that's pretty unusual, right? What was it like?
It is pretty unusual. In fact, the American Civil Liberties Union says it's the first forum like this that has ever been held. It was held by the Massachusetts chapter of the ACLU and the Suffolk County Sheriff. They co-hosted it. And the organizers say that this is personally important, not just to the candidates, but to those behind bars as well, because in Massachusetts, even if someone has committed a felony, once they serve their sentence, they are eligible to vote. So, yes, a very unusual setting. You walk through the thick metal doors of a jail. They click behind you very loudly, and it's a little disconcerting. Not allowed to bring anything in with you. You had to get cleared beforehand. Cell phones stay in a locker, your car keys, everything. We were led into this large institutional room, all windows on the side. I'm told it's a conference room where attorneys typically meet with folks incarcerated who are their clients. And this event clearly had been well organized beforehand. There were 14 incarcerated men and 11 incarcerated women who were brought into the room. They sat in rows in the front. The six district attorney candidates sat at a table in the front, and the moderator, former Suffolk County Sheriff Andrea Cabral, would call a person's name. They would go up to a podium near the panel of candidates, ask the question, and each of the six candidates was given a minute to answer.
I mean, you paint a vivid scene of a kind of mix of institutional space and vibrant political debate. What were the issues that inmates were most interested in?
Well, they asked a whole host of issues. There were 12 questions in total that were asked. They asked about bail, about court fines, about police accountability, prosecuting undocumented immigrants, drug treatment behind bars. And the intent, the organizer said, was to have those directly affected by a district attorney's decisions to ask questions about things that they feel are very relevant to them, since they are the ones who are primarily affected by the district attorney. Here was one question that was asked.
Hi, my name is Shantae Graham. My question is, I know that some of you are current or former assistant district attorneys, so this question is for you. Why is there such pressure by the Commonwealth to take plea bargains rather than go to trial?
Good question, right? Really?
Yeah,
They asked really good questions, since, as we know, most cases do not go to trial in Massachusetts. Most of the time there is a plea deal, and all of the candidates agreed that there are pressures to reach a deal in Massachusetts. So candidate and state representative Evandro Carvalho said the reality is the criminal justice system has just been about locking people up, and he wants to change that. Candidate and lawyer Rachel Rollins agreed, and she says the state overcharges for crimes and says oftentimes the state uses high charges as leverage, so someone will then plead to something lower instead of facing something really awful. Candidate and assistant district attorney Greg Henning said he would take seriously any case where someone said that they were innocent and they were just pleading to sort of get it over with. Candidate and former defense attorney Shannon McAuliffe, she said that, and she actually announced before the current DA, Dan Conley, announced that he wasn't running for re-election, she said prosecutors have been lazy. And she said this shows the need for the prosecutors, the chief prosecutor in Suffolk County, to get back to work. And candidate and defense attorney and the only independent in this race, Michael Maloney, agreed that there is pressure to plead. And he says this shows the whole system is broken. And finally, candidate and attorney Linda Champion said that she hopes no one would take a plea deal if they are truly innocent. So essentially, all six candidates courts pretty much agree that plea deals are a big issue for a district attorney.
I mean, hearing you go through the responses of the various candidates, it's clear that it must be quite difficult for them to differentiate themselves and get some individual attention in this campaign with so many people involved. Were they able to distinguish themselves?
They had very similar views on most issues. For example, they all agree that reentry services need to be improved, that bail reform is needed so people are not staying behind bars solely because of their inability to pay. They all agree that medication-assisted drug treatment should be available, although some of the candidates said that there should be more conditions on that. And after the forum, I spoke with 38-year-old Michael Murphy, and he's being held at South Bay before his case goes to trial. Let's listen.
They all kind of agree on the same things, so I mean, it'd be interesting to see how they answer the questions to a non, you know, a different group than us, you know.
Interesting point. How would they answer questions to a group of people who are not incarcerated? But Murphy says, though, that the event today made him feel better informed. And if he is able to vote once his case gets settled, he thinks this forum would definitely influence his vote.
Well, I mean, so this happened at the House of Corrections today. And last Tuesday, Patriots players moderated a DA forum in Dorchester. Have these kinds of forums happened with these groups of people before? I mean, why this unusual setting? Why'd they go for that?
Well, they say, the American Civil Liberties Union says that this is the first time that there has been a forum like this behind bars. But criminal justice reform is a huge issue nationwide. There are bipartisan calls for reform. Massachusetts just passed a sweeping criminal justice reform bill, although, of course, there are some in the state that feel that the state has a lot more work to do. And this event today is part of a campaign by the National American Civil Liberties Union, and that campaign is called What a Difference a DA Makes. And the ACLU says it's trying to educate people about the role of district attorneys because they are major decision makers in the criminal legal system. The Suffolk DA oversees an office of more than 200 people, deals with some 30,000 cases a year. The DA is the top prosecutor for Boston, Chelsea, Revere, and Winthrop. So the person in charge supervises a lot of people and affects a lot of people's lives. And we should say the candidates at today's event will face off in a primary election on September 4th.
And it's not just that they supervise a lot of people, that they have a lot of discretion, too, right, over decision-making, what to charge, how to charge. I mean, this has been or was part of the criticism directed against Dan Conley, the current Suffolk County District Attorney, who is not running for re-election.
That's right. Dan Conley was considered a more conservative sort of law and order district attorney. He had that very public dispute last year about giving judges more discretion. He got in, you know, to a dispute with the state Supreme Court Chief Justice over that, about mandatory minimums. So it will be, whatever happens here will be a big change, since Connolly's been in that seat for 16 years. So expect that there will be a change in the Suffolk County DA's office.
Well, that's WBUR reporter Deborah Becker. Thanks, Deb, for alerting us to the big coming change.
Thank you.